This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, here with the members of Manitou Winds. We heard two of the members of Manitou Winds, and we're joined in the studio today by the five core members of Manitou Winds: Sam Clark, Ann Barra, Christina Duperin, Laura Hood, and Jason McKinney. And Jason McKinney is the spokesperson for the group today. Jason, for those who aren't familiar with Manitou Winds, tell us a little bit about the ensemble.
Well, we're an independent chamber music ensemble. We formed as just an outcry for needing some chamber music opportunities as amateur musicians who were involved in the community. And seeing no other opportunity, we formed one ourselves. I, of course, had the opportunity to hand select my musicians, which is really fun.
Well, what's really interesting is there are five of you in this group, and all five of you play multiple instruments. And so my observation is that there's really like exponential possibilities for the music that you play.
There really is. And it's given chance for Laura Hood and myself. We both enjoy composing and arranging. It's given us a lot of opportunity to play with different colors and lots of variety for our concert. Plus, you know, every once in a while, you might get tired of hearing the same combination of the wind quintet. There's a lot of music out there for it, and frankly, a lot of it's been around for a very long time, and we want to be able to offer something in addition to that to our concert goers.
And it's really fun because everybody in the group gets to shine in a different way,
right,
in each piece. So the next piece you folks are going to play is a great example because it's a composition by a member of the group, by Laura Hood, but it's performed by a totally different combination of instruments than the first piece that you performed. So tell us a little about the piece we're about to hear.
You're about to hear the second movement of First Flight, and Laura wrote this to commemorate Wings of Wonder and her friend Rebecca Lassard. That's a raptor rehabilitation program right over in Empire in Leelanau County. And in the second movement, you get to hear the raptors as they stretch their wings in the hundreds of foot-long flight cage. And eventually, hopefully, they become rehabilitated enough to be released into the wild, which is sort of where Laura's piece takes us.
And which instruments in the ensemble are we going to hear in this piece?
It will be flute, clarinet, guitar, and lever harp.
Okay, here are 4/5 of Manitou Winds performing a movement of First Flight by the group's member, Lara Hood.
Thank you.
The second movement of First Flight, a piece composed by Lara Hood, who is a member of Manitou Winds and was playing guitar in that performance with her colleagues from the ensemble. The members of Manitou Winds are with us in Studio A here at Interlaken Public Radio. Jason McKinney is the spokesperson for the group. And Jason, let's talk about this concert that you folks have coming up this weekend. You will have a very special guest performing with you. So tell us a little bit about that.
Our big special guest is Thomas Berra, organist, and he'll be performing two works for winds and organ with us. And one of them is a world premiere of a piece that I composed called Traveling Mercies. It's for organ and the full wind quintet.
And Thomas Berra won't be the only organist joining you for this performance. Who else is coming along?
Well, we're very excited to be joined by a prominent student of Thomas's, Emily Amos, who's a student here at Interlaken.
And we should also note that part of this concert is to celebrate the new renovation and restoration of the Miller Pipe organ at Central United Methodist Church.
Right. It's only been in place for a year. It's still getting its wings and still getting explored. And Emily is going to have a chance to show everyone what this organ can do. She's going to be playing a piece by Durafle.
And in a way, the organ itself is sort of a special guest in this concert. Can you talk to us about why the organ is being featured here?
Well, the organ isn't always thought of as a chamber instrument for some reason.
The organ is a chamber.
It is a chamber in itself. I call it the whole building turns into an instrument. It's a singing mountain practically. And yet it's capable of a huge range of sounds, as Thomas has demonstrated with this concert. He can be right in the midst of us, even though he is, you know, sitting quite a distance away at the organ console. And we just wanted to raise awareness of the organ's ability to be an ensemble member. And also, I've never written for organ, and I've always wanted to, especially after being inspired very recently by an organ recital. I just thought it was a great opportunity.
And this piece that you've written, it's called Traveling Mercies. Talk to us about what it's like composing for wind ensemble with organ, because it seems like it would be an interesting, to try to find a balance of sound with that particular combination of instruments.
Well, you have to work with each instrument's strengths, and I would say the organ's biggest strength right away is that it doesn't have to breathe. It never has to come up for air, and so using the organ as something to keep our sound going, to add depth and richness while we get to breathe. But also, the organ is capable of so many different combinations of sounds. It's way beyond what a piano can produce, and yet different than what an orchestra can produce. And so what you're able to do is to create just unimaginable colors. And, you know, the organ does have volume control. We think of it as this loud, clamorous presence in spooky movies, but it's actually much more versatile. And I think both of the pieces on the program are going to demonstrate that.
Well, here in the studio today, we're going to hear another one of your original compositions. No organ here. It'd be a little tricky to get it right in Studio A. But this one is a Jason McKinney original called Three Narratives. What do you want us to know about this piece before we go into it?
We'll be playing the third movement of the Three Narratives. And this piece was a piece that I began composing near the end of my undergraduate studies. And it was sort of a musical testimony about my personal struggle with coming out as gay to my family and friends, and the battle with self-hatred and all of these themes coming out. And in the piece, you get to hear several characters coming and going through all three movements. And then the last movement is just a sigh of acceptance, of love, of hope. It's just elation at finally making it through this very dark time. And it features flute, clarinet, bassoon, and piano, a rather unconventional combination, I'll admit, but they really do a fine job of bringing out these different characters and colors.
And we'll hear the third movement ending with that sort of sigh of resolution, performed by Manitou Winds here in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you. The third movement of Three Narratives, music composed by Jason McKinney and performed in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by the members of Manitou Winds. You can hear Manitou Winds with special guest Thomas Barra this Saturday night. The concert is called Sojourn of Spring and will feature the newly renovated and expanded Miller Pipe organ at Central United Methodist Church in Traverse City. Admission is free. Manitou Winds, Jason, Anne, Christina, Laura, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.